The new state crime lab under construction in Anchorage is almost a year away from completion, but recently a first group of staff members toured their future workspaces. KSKA's Len Anderson joined them and filed this report.
Steve Palmer, a member of the chemistry section, smiles broadly as he stands before his future work area.
I think it's going to serve our purposes. It's well planned out. We definitely have people who put a lot of time into planning for this. The hoods are going to be very quiet and efficient, and we'll be able to talk to our coworkers and not have the roar of the old hoods.
And the amount of workspace that each individual has?
It's perfect. It's ideal.
Palmer's new laboratory will be about four times larger than his current one. That 4-to-1 ratio pretty much matches the overall facility increase. Oren Dim, forensic laboratory manager, says a crime lab team that serves the entire state needs the space.
When you do pass by it on the outside, people look and say, well, that's a big building. It's a big building, but when you think about putting 9 laboratories inside that building, each laboratory itself is appropriately sized. Each room just is an expanded version of what you saw in the old laboratory. Exactly. We're decompressing. We're about twice as many people as should be in that facility, so when you walk into these rooms, you see that instant expansion of space, which will be adequately filled the day we move in.
For several years, the State Crime Lab has struggled with a lack of space as both scientific advances and new laws have added to their workload. For example, what was once its simple blood-type laboratory in the 80s has evolved into a lab performing sophisticated DNA forensic examinations. Besides current cases, cold case evidence is re-examined if a new scientific advancement might produce previously undisclosed clues. And by law, all evidence in sexual assault cases for the entire state has to be kept for 50 years. That's the crime lab's job. Dim says all the lab sections will benefit from the increased space. During the tour, he compared the new versus old firearms section.
The closet where we have all our weapons stored and we're capped at about 1,200 capacity, this room will enable a capacity of about 10,000 weapons, high-density shelving, so we can go back to building that reference collection.
Dim says a large firearms collection is crucial in cases hinging on the functioning of a particular gun. A huge challenge in the current lab is preserving the integrity of the evidence collected, something crucial to the investigation and the court. To assure quality in such a cramped environment, speed often has to be sacrificed. Dim says that's caused police departments to submit only their most important and immediate cases.
What we see agencies doing is going, wow, you know, if I send this, the 5 homicides I have there might not get worked. So they're triaging what they send to the lab. So one, you're trying to gauge what is the unmet backlog, what's the unsubmitted backlog that folks are waiting to submit because they don't want to backlog their what they deem more important cases.
With the new larger crime laboratory, cases will be processed more promptly. And that, Dim says, will encourage police departments to begin submitting all their cases needing the lab's forensic scientists. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.